Hello, tile friends. This is Luke Miller with the Tile Money Podcast. I talk about the business of tiling, and today I have a special guest, Paige with P2 Customs. Paige, can you introduce yourself and your company?
Hi, my name is Paige Pomerain. I have my own business, P2 Customs, out of Northern Virginia, and I specialize in bathroom remodels.
All right. Thank you. I know it looks like you're at work. You told me you're going to be grouting after this, so I really appreciate you taking some time out to join me on my podcast.
No problem.
Dive into your business and share some insight and some encouragement for others that are listening. Before we do that, do you have any hobbies or interests that after work you can share with us?
Hobbies, I really just enjoy creating things, like building things if I have the time, which typically I really don't with work. I was actually trying to become a professional golfer before I got into tiling. So that's awesome. I wish I could still play and have the time, but I really don't anymore.
I see.
With the career.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's something to aim for. And I know, like even myself and I know others, when we're getting our company started, it is kind of time consuming, but you know, the whole point of starting a business is to kind of create something that allows you to, you know, get back to doing your hobbies and your interests. So I wish you the best of luck. And I know you're going to succeed. I was looking at your Facebook page and you got all 5-star reviews and your work looks really clean. So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what you said a little bit, your business focuses on what exactly?
Bathroom remodeling.
Remodeling?
Yes, and occasionally the kitchen backsplashes, but for the most part, it's just been bathroom remodeling. A few vanity walls of tile and I can do a lot more, but that's what people know me around town for is bathroom remodeling, and I'm okay with that. I love it.
Right on. Awesome.
It's an art to me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it really shows. How do you differentiate yourself? Do you have a lot of competition there where you're at?
I think so, but for the most part, I feel like there's not as many companies or contractors that care as much or want to be as involved in a single project around my town.
Okay.
I know there's definitely a few though, and they are my competition, but I try to, obviously an advantage without even trying is being a female. So people trust me more in their homes rather than a male contractor. I didn't intend to use that to my advantage, but it is. So
okay.
It works out, and I hope more so that my work speaks for itself rather than
sure
being a lady.
Sure. Well, we all use what we can.
Yeah.
We have to work with what God gave us, right?
Right.
So that's awesome. I'm actually stoked to hear that it's an advantage you found by being a lady. And I think that's going to encourage a lot of other females that maybe want to get into the trade, or maybe they're in the trade, but they're in a larger corporation or a larger company, and they're kind of been considering going on their own. Would you like to expound on that a little further? Do you have any words of advice, on someone, another female contractor who's looking to go out on their own?
Just because it's a male dominated industry, that doesn't mean you should be afraid to step into it. Any sort of career, you have to earn respect, I feel, whether you're male or female. And, if you want to earn that respect, you will. And it won't matter if you are male or female. At the end of the day, it just matters the quality of work you put out, I feel.
Definitely.
So
it sounds like it would probably just be beneficial to hone in their skills and make sure the quality's up there.
Oh, yeah. If you have a passion for it, don't let anything get in your way of, putting a hinder on the passion of yours. There's no reason.
For sure. Right
yeah.
on. Right on. Do you do any marketing or paid advertising? I see you do, like, you're pretty well branded, your t-shirts and your, you know, your logo and everything. Do you do any paid advertising?
I've done a few. I think I've done one paid advertising on Instagram just to see what it was like. I didn't get anything from it. I've done two paid advertisements with Facebook. I got like one bite and that was it. But other than that, it's just word of mouth around my town, networking with contractors, real estate agents, interior designers, you know, just making sure people know who I am. Okay. And then also referrals from clients. Every job I've done, the next client knows the last client I worked for. So it's kind of like a tight knit circle, and I love it. You know, I just feel better going into somebody's house. You know, it's not like some complete stranger. There's some sort of tie into them. So
yeah,
but for the most part, no, not little to none paid advertising.
Okay, right on. That's awesome. Yeah, a lot of people I talk to are in a similar boat. They do word of mouth or, you know, really tight-knit group. So
yeah,
I'm glad that's working out.
And I feel like the more intimate tile setters, the people that care about quality over quantity will, you know, work. They'll get more of those referrals than having to pay for advertising. Mm-hmm.
Do you keep in contact with any of your past clientele?
A lot of them follow me on Instagram and Facebook, and you know, they'll see my work there. Some of them will check in with me, but it's not, you know, I have one client that invites me to like some parties and stuff, but that's, you know,
right.
I try to build a friendship as well when I, you know, am doing work on somebody's house as well.
That's a really important point, and I want to highlight what you said. A lot of your past clients will follow you on your Instagram or Facebook because you're keeping, you know, you're repetitive in front of them by keeping in contact and letting them know, hey, did you know I'm going to be posting photos of your work? And probably you do that right from the beginning or, you know, pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. I think some of them enjoy to see the, you know, process of, you know, what's going on in there because, I mean, I'm sure some of them feel like they might be, you know, intruding by watching every single minute. So, you know, they can see a little bit more of it online rather than, you know, hovering over me during the process.
Awesome. Awesome. And then even months and years later, they're following your other projects. And when they see you and they continue to see you week after week, and maybe a neighbor or a friend ask them about a tile setter, they're going to remember you because obviously you're in front of them on their feet.
I hope so. That's my goal.
Yeah. It sounds like you're reaching it. And that's a big part of marketing is I think a lot of people talk about, you know, referrals and stuff, but what they don't understand is if you're not being proactive, and this could be, you know, the old school way would be to send them a postcard and it's still effective, or to send them an email, but sometimes emails, people get so many emails, but
yeah,
really the proactive and new school way is just to kind of connect with them on social media.
I've been thinking about doing postcards as well because I think, I don't know, it's old fashioned. It's kind of cool. It's got a little frill to it. I feel like some people might enjoy it.
It can be a very powerful way to advertise. And the Postal Service actually has an every door mailer program.
Ah.
So for less than the price of a stamp, you can send, I think it's like a 9x5 postcard. And I believe both sides can be printed on, and you can work with actually on their website, uspostal.com or whatever it is.
I'm gonna have to look into that.
For sure, for sure. And you can target, the thing is you have to do a certain city.
Yeah.
You can target, you know, like, I don't know where you're at, but in my area, there's a bunch of small cities. So I could target one city in particular. The catch is I have to do everybody's house in that one mailing block.
Yeah.
But it's less than the price of a stamp, and it can be pretty effective from what I understand.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to look into that.
Right on.
Especially for like the older neighborhoods or like the old side of town, you know, who still have the 30-year-old tile.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be remodeling soon.
Yeah. Definitely.
Have you had to overcome any hurdles in the beginning? I know you've been in business for a few years, it sounds like, but in the beginning or even now, what are you struggling with?
I'd say, man, what am I struggling with? I think scheduling might be my biggest defect. Just knowing when I'll be able to finish a job and start the next job. It's just, I need to be better at estimating my time. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that I should probably overestimate, because I'm only one person remodeling a whole bathroom and it can be a little time consuming.
Yeah,
so for sure. I definitely am trying to improve on that, and I hope to definitely get it, nail it down, but also pick up my speed.
Okay.
Some people might call me meticulous. Someone might call me slow, but I like to think meticulous.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, speed comes in time. And
yeah.
You know, that's interesting that you said, you know, I've had that same problem. I always, and my wife, she always gets after me. I always think a project's going to take, you know, 5 days and it takes 8.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know. But how do you do your pricing? Do you give your customers a solid price, or are you like time and materials, or?
Well, I'll measure everything, see how much square footage there is and exactly what kind of tiles they want. And then it boils down to like design, pattern, niches, shelves, mosaics. And then if I, you know, I've gotten a good feel for, you know, a niche, like a three-tier niche, I know how long that's going to take. So then I factor it into my price. So it's like three-tier niche, you know, that might take me like half a day to do all the cuts and polish and install. So it's like just, you know, like that 3 square feet, it's going to take half a day. So it's like, how much do I want to make?
Yeah.
Half a day to do that.
Okay. So you're kind of estimating the amount of time you believe it will take, and then.
Yeah. So I don't really do square footage pricing anymore. It's all based on like how long I think it's going to take me, and like the detail that the shower is going to entail and all that.
Good.
Unless
you.
It's just like a big basement floor, or just like a wall of tile with like, you know, no waterproofing or anything needed really. It's just ready to go.
Yeah, those projects are a little easier to kind of estimate or be competitive on.
Yeah. It's almost like tile ready, you know, sand it, prime it, whatever you want to do to make sure everything stays intact.
Yeah. Do you have plans to add to your business, add personnel, like employees, or what do you think?
Yes, eventually. I'd like to get maybe like one or two people and start, you know, pumping out more projects, but I want to make sure that the quality doesn't suffer. And that's something that really scares me, is just being able to trust somebody with, you know, it's my business.
Yeah. Your name. So for sure.
It's, you know, I've had people help me a few times, it's typically with like demo and stuff, and that's it. But yeah. When it comes down to the detail work, I just want to be alone in there and just tile.
For sure. Right on.
But then again, I do need to learn how to trust some people, because I'm sure there is some good people out there that will care as much as I do.
Yeah. That's a good point. When we're growing our companies, at some point we have to make a decision of, you know, what we want the future of our company to look like. If we want to have employees, we kind of have to let go of, you know, a lot of us tend to be in this trade, in this tile trade, a lot of us tend to be really meticulous and really, you know, detail orientated. And it's hard for a lot of tile installers to, you know, let go of the 100% control.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a balance there.
You just got to find the right person.
I know my first employee, well, I had gone through like 6 or 7, which I fired some of them within a few hours.
Oh man.
But the one who stuck with me, he'd been installing tile since the year I was born. So.
Oh wow.
So I was fortunate to find him, but I was fortunate, but I did put in the work. I did realize that I couldn't be afraid to hire, and I couldn't be afraid to fire.
That's right. Yeah. That's also another responsibility, you know, hiring someone. And if they're not, you know, performing at 100% for like, you know, a couple weeks, then it's like, what do? You got to fire them. And then it's, you know, you take an income away from them. It's just, I don't know. It's just like not a responsibility I'm ready for yet.
Right on.
So. Yeah.
Well, it's good that you're taking things as they're comfortable for you.
Yeah. I'm trying.
I was creeping on your Facebook page earlier. And I saw you went to coverings last year, and it looks like June of last year.
I did. It was my first time.
That was your first one?
Yeah.
Right on. I'm jealous. I haven't been yet. I'm hoping this year.
Yeah, I go. It's an amazing time.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that and if it helped your business or encouraged you in any way?
It was definitely a good networking event. Obviously, I got to meet a lot of the manufacturers and see all the new products coming out, which was very cool. You know, you got to stay current on everything. And, you know, because this, I feel like the industry is always going to be evolving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's always going to be a new method to install everything. It's just important to stay on top of that. And so I got to see all that stuff, meet a lot of cool people, get involved more with the tile community. It's just, you know, learn a lot of new things. It's just everything about tile was there, and it was an amazing time.
Awesome. Sounds like you're really passionate.
Yeah.
For sure. Have you been to any other events?
I've been to some training classes. I got my pro certification for Weedy. End of October, I'm going down to Florida to get my Schluter certification. I don't really know if they call it a certification, but you take that 2-day course and you get trained in it. And that's about it.
Has that certification for the Weedy helped you in your business at all, do you believe?
I just got it 2 months ago, so I've yet to, you know, really throw it out there on my estimates. And I've been tiling out in New Mexico, so I haven't been able to go to anybody's houses and say, hey, I can give you a 20-year warranty. What can the other guy give you?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you are going to use it for your marketing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah. And then once I get the Schluter one too, I'll be throwing that out there too. Yeah. I mean, Schluter, if you do everything all Schluter, I believe you just go online, you fill out a form, and you have your 20-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
You got to register your shower.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe they even have one lifetime warranty on their products.
I believe so.
So and the reason I bring it up, you know, this is called the business of tiling, and the reason we want to talk about these kind of things, and I'm not like behind any manufacturer or whatever, but the warranties, we might as well use them to our advantage. The little guys can use them to sell themselves and sell.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it backs, you know, it protects your butt.
Awesome.
In a way, so why not use it? I mean, sometimes you'll have, you know, a couple boards of Weedy and Schluter, and you can throw it together and it can still work, but it's not going to be the warranty.
So you might lose the warranty. Yeah.
You definitely will. So it's, you know, either you provide your own personal warranty or the manufacturer's warranty.
For sure.
The manufacturer's warranty, you don't have to pay for. So if anything ever does go wrong.
Right on. Definitely. Yeah. So. Well, I want to be respectful of your time. I know you, you've got that grout to finish today. Where can people find you if they want to follow you and see your work?
Well, I'm on Instagram and Facebook at P2 Customs.
At P2 Customs. All right.
Yeah. Go there. Come follow me. Check out my work. I'm always posting stories on my Instagram. So
yeah.
get a little taste of my tile life there.
Right on. Well, I'm going to keep following you. And hey, thank you for taking the time. I know this is going to be beneficial to a lot of tile setters who are thinking about going on their own or thinking about these different marketing strategies. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Paige.
Glad to be a part of it. Thank you. You too.
Right on.